The Best Laid Schemes of Mice and Men. If September becomes a time of year to recall tragedy, then so be it. It will not hurt any of us to remember the value of everything, every second, every scrap of wood, every piece of stubble in our lives. It reminds us how wealthy we truly are. Many of us know and read God's blog, so we know about the flood that pretty much devoured the bottom 4 feet of his house and spit out the bones. Poor devil. But he continues undaunted. Soon he will be posting pictures of his new drywall and a renovated home. Honestly, I feel a little joy that it wasn't Tessa's house, but I still contemplate that it could have been. That's why today I'm posting Robert Burns to a mouse. He wrote it after tearing up a mouse's nest with his plow. It's also where we get John Steinbeck's title for his novel of Mice and Men. The original has lots of Scottish vocabulary, so I've posted a translation alongside it. Now, after I formatted all this, then I realized that I would have to read it for the podcast, so if you want to hear a truly buggered up Scottish burr in a dry Kansas wind, check out the audio file. My knowledge of the rules of Scottish diction comes largely from my liquor store clerk, who corrects my pronunciation of the Scotch labels. To a Mouse by Robert Burns. Way slakit cowrin' timorous bastie, oh, what a panic's in the breastie! Thou needna start away so hasty wi' wickering brattle. He wad be laith to rein and chase thee wi' murdering pattle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion is broken nature's social union, and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startled at me, thee poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal. I doubt na whiles, but thou my thieve. What then? Poor beastie thou man live. A demoniker in a thrave's a smar request. I'll get a blessing with a lave and never miss it. The wee beat housey too in ruin. It's silly was the winds a strewin, and nothing now to beg a noon. Off haggage grain, and black December's winds and sun, bath snail and cane. Thou saw the fields laid bare and waste, and weary winter coming fast, and cosy here beneath the blast thou thought to dwell, till crash, the cruel coulter passed all through thy cell. That wee bit heap o' leaves and stibble has cost thee money a weary nibble. Now thou's turned out for all thy trouble, but house or held to thole the winter slaty dribble and cranresh cold. But mousie, thou'rt know thee lane, in proving foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glye, and lay us nought but grief and pain for promised joy. Still, thou art blessed compared with me. The present only toucheth thee. But, och, I backward cast my eye on prospects drear, and forward though I canna see, I guess and fear. To a Mouse, a fairly standard translation. Small, crafty, cowering, timorous beast, oh, what a panic is in your little breast. You need not start away so hasty with argumentative chatter. I would be loath to run and chase you with murdering plough staff. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal. I doubt not sometimes but you may steal. What then? Poor little beast, you must live. An odd ear in 24 sheaves is a small request. I will get a blessing with what is left, and never miss it. Your small house, too, in ruin. Its feeble walls the winds are scattering, and nothing now to build a new one, of coarse grass green, and bleak December's winds coming, both bitter and keen. You saw the fields laid bare and wasted, and weary winter coming fast, and cozy here beneath the blast you thought to dwell, till, crash, the cruel plough passed out through your cell. That small bit heap of leaves and stubble has cost you many a weary nibble. Now you are turned out for all your trouble, without house or holding, to endure the winter's sleety dribble and hoar frost cold. But, little mouse, you are not alone. Improving foresight may be vain. The best-laid schemes of mice and men go often askew, and leave us nothing but grief and pain for promised joy. Still, you are blessed compared with me. The present only touches you, but oh, I backward cast my eye on prospects dreary, and forward, though I cannot see, I guess and fear.